It's 1201 at WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm Peter May from the WCCO-FM News Bureau. U.S. District Judge Miles Lord has ruled that the federal government has the authority to ban duck hunting in Voyageurs National Park. The president of the Minnesota AFL-CIO says a majority of state labor officials favor Governor Wendell Anderson as the successor to Vice President-elect Walter Mondale. A survey by the Minnesota Department of Safety says nearly 40% of motorcycle drivers killed in accidents last year were legally drunk. And in sports, the University of Michigan defeated the Minnesota Gophers 8-6 last night in a Western Collegiate Hockey Association game. Now more from ABC.
Chrysler manages to avoid a strike by minutes. I'm Mike Dewey. Negotiators for Chrysler and the United Auto Workers Union have agreed to a tentative contract. An announcement came just before a strike deadline. General Motors is next. The jobless rate rose again last month to 7.9%, the same level as in August, the highest unemployment rate this year. Diplomats from the United States and Mexico have finalized a draft treaty to permit Americans serving sentences in Mexican prisons to finish their terms in U.S. jails and vice versa. The Senates of both countries must approve the document. The Chowchilla kidnapping case has been ordered tried elsewhere. Defense attorneys had argued that their clients could not receive a fair trial in the area. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it will resume licensing atomic power plants after devising sufficient safeguards to prevent dangers from sloppy fuel reprocessing and waste management. Filipino journalists report being told by a high Chinese official Chairman Mao's widow and three other radicals will not be put to death. They are charged with trying to overthrow the Chinese government. Mike Dewey, ABC Contemporary News.
The forecast for Minneapolis-St. Paul calls for clear to partly cloudy skies through Sunday. It'll be colder tomorrow. I beg your pardon, it'll be colder today through Sunday. The lows this morning around 30 degrees. Today's high near 40. The highs tomorrow night between 12 and 20 degrees. Winds should be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Winds today northerly at 15 to 25 mph. Current readings in the Twin Cities, 32 degrees. Winds southwest at 6 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.90 and rising, and mostly clear skies. It's 12:03 at CCO-FM, and this is Natalie Cole.
Hey, Mr.
WCCO-FM, and that's Natalie Cole's sound called Mr. Melody. Right now it's 12:06, and this is Peter May with you. And here's the sound of Alice Cooper on CCO-FM. That's lovely Alice. Help! It's 12:09 at WCCO-FM. Good morning to you. My name is Peter May, and it's my pleasure to tell you right now about the Pizza Factory. Pizza factories are open all over town, and they are open, until 2 a.m. this morning, and you can just eat up and enjoy every minute of it. And they were talking the other night about getting a vegetarian pizza, but I'm not going to try and sell you that. I'd like you to go on down and get yourself a good meat pizza with either a thick or a thin crust available. 21 delicious varieties to choose from. They got that top-of-the-line special, a very large treat with sausage, pepperoni, green olives, mushrooms, onions, green pepper, bacon, sauerkraut, and you can even get that with Meg Wheels if you like it. Where? Well, at the Pizza Factories, and they're all over town, like at Fifth Avenue Plaza in South St. Paul. Right now, got the sound of Orleans, and Still the One, and more good sounds right here on CCO-FM. CCO-FM, and you are still the one, my friend. It's 12:13 this morning, and a good morning to you. My name is Peter May, and I'll be here till 6 o'clock. And foster parents are wanted for an innovative program providing foster care for troubled kids. Volunteers of America is a private nonprofit organization that's been involved in child care programs in Minnesota since 1955. Extensive agency support, excellent compensation, and professional development opportunities are available through the program. For more information, call Volunteers of America at 721-6327 on CCO-FM. Got the sound of Hall & Oates, and She's Gone. One more. more time for Daryl Hall and John Oates, and She's Gone, and I'm sorry for sticking my big yap in there. It's 19 minutes past 12 midnight right here at CCOFM, and the action dealer, Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds, going to make you a fantastic offer. You can purchase a new or used car at special sale prices right now, drive the car for 1 week or 500 miles, and if you're not completely satisfied with the quality and even the price, you'll get a 100% complete and full refund. What's that mean? Well, it means your happiness is guaranteed at Lindahl Olds. Now at Lindahl, there are all the Oldsmobiles for 77. A complete line of these great new cars are ready for immediate delivery. And remember that famous Lindahl guarantee. Buy any new or used car at Lindahl, drive it for a week or 500 miles, and if you're not happy with the automobile in every respect, return it and you will receive a full 100% refund. Happiness is guaranteed at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. They're open Monday through Friday nights till 9:30, all day on Saturday till 6. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds, the action dealer that wants to do business with you. Lindahl Olds at 494 and Penn in Bloomington.
WCCO.
CCOFM. It's 12:21. By the way, the Gophers are a 6-point favorite over Northwestern tomorrow. Today. And that'll be kind of interesting. Go Gophers, right? Too stuffed to jump now.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home.
Tonight of all night is the time to play some of those games, right? Here's Joe South and a sound from 1969, believe it or not, on WCCO-FM, where it's 12:24. You don't have to be a star to play in my band. It's 12:27 this morning at WCCO-FM. My name is Peter May, right here with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. That's Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. right here on CCOFM, and that's the sound of You Don't Have to Be a Star. I got you timed now, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. My name is Peter May, and here's the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Some good vibes this morning from CCOFM and the Beach Boys and me, Peter May. It's 25 minutes now before 1 o'clock, and I'd like to mention to you that I had a kind of a ringer call. Came all the way from Brainerd, Minnesota, and they hitched us up on a TV aerial on top of the house. That's how to pull in the old station. But that's quite a ways away, and I'd like to say hello to Bill McDonald and some people up there that are listening. And like that. Here's some straight talk on sleep from Venus Waterbeds, friend. You spend roughly a third of your life sleeping. It's a very important part of your existence, and how you sleep affects how you function and how you feel. Your key to a better night's sleep is flotation support on a Venus waterbed. Medical research has shown that a waterbed gives your body total support in all the important places with no pressure points to restrict your circulation. This means you sleep better and more comfortably. Your bed is temperature controlled to keep you cool in the summer and cozy warm all winter long. Now just think of that. At Venus, you shop from the Midwest's largest in-stock selection of top-name designer waterbeds and bedroom furnishings all displayed in beautiful room groupings. See for yourself. Stop in at Venus Waterbed's new showroom in the Westbrook Mall next to Brookdale. There's plenty of free parking, and Venus is open evenings till 9, Saturdays till 6, and Sundays noon till 5. When you think of waterbeds, think of Venus. And think right now, good music on CCO. This morning I got the Devil Woman sound of Cliff Richard right here. Now's your big chance, and I know you've been waiting all night. You can shake your booty. that sound called Rubber Band Man right here on CCO-FM. These are the Spinners at 20 minutes before 1. Talking that trash, ooh, that's Rubber Band Man, and that's the sound of the Spinners right here on WCCO-FM. It's a quarter till 1, approximately. My name is Peter May, and the weather for Minneapolis-St. Paul looks decent, and this time I think I'll read it correctly. Clear to partly cloudy through Sunday is what we'll have. We'll have colder weather today through Sunday, and lows this morning around 30 degrees. The highs today near 40 only. The lows on tonight between 12 and 20 degrees. By Sunday, the highs for the game will only be in the middle 30s. Winds this morning should be from the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and they will switch to northerly later on in the day between 15 and 25 miles per hour. Current conditions in the Twin Cities, freezing is what it is, 32 degrees. The winds are from the southwest at 6 miles per hour now. The barometer at 29.90 and rising. Mostly clear skies. We have a full moon tonight, if you happen to have hairy palms. And moon rise was at 4:55 and will set at 6:36, if you're going to be out prowling. Which is not all bad. This is Yvonne Elliman, who sang I Don't Know How to Love Him, and now sings Love Me. Well, just a little bit. That's Yvonne Elliman, and that's called Love Me. Right now on CCO-FM, it's 12 minutes before 1 o'clock, and this is Peter May with you.
If style, color, and fashion is what you're looking for in men's formal wear, look no further. Knight's Formal Wear in Crystal, Richfield, Roseville, and Columbia Heights has it. If you've seen it advertised, you can get it at Knight's. All the latest colors in rust, blue, ivory, and camel can be found at Knight's Formal Wear. Remember, Knight's is a complete free outfit for the groom with any wedding party, and the people at Knight's will work with you to color coordinate your wedding wear. To look great on those special occasions, look to Knight's Formal Wear in Crystal, Richfield, Roseville, and Columbia Heights.
You've got to love this. This morning sound of Stevie Wonder, and isn't she lovely? Right here on WCCO-FM. Hey, lucky old you. Tonight, the pizza factories are open until 2 a.m., and what I want you to do is whip right on down to Prior Lake and get to the downtown location and just eat up. Also, maybe the Valley West Shopping Center will do for a pizza factory pizza, which is so doggone good, particularly this time of night, and particularly because the bars are closing in just a very few minutes. They've got some wonderful varieties of pizza. There's 21 varieties to choose from. You can get, by the way, if that's your lick, small fancy pizzas or vegetarian pizza or a CB breaker pizza that weighs nearly 2 pounds. Large sizes are nearly 4 pounds. You can get almost any doggone thing you like. Sauerkraut on your pizza, green pepper, bacon, the normal stuff like sausage or pepperoni or mushrooms or onions, whatever. It's all there. It's at the Pizza Factory. They're open this morning till 2 a.m. You can also give them a hoot and they will take care of business for you. But remember, you can get to a pizza factory at the Valley West Shopping Center or at the Humboldt Square Shopping Center in Brooklyn Center. You're on WCCO-FM this morning. My name is Peter May. It's 4 minutes before 1 o'clock. From the LP called Beautiful Noise, this is Neil Diamond. It's 1 a.m. at WCCO-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. I'm Peter May from the WCCO-FM News Bureau. Minnesota Historical Society Director Russell Fridley has been challenged to prove, with chisel and hammer, his claim that the 600-year-old carved stone is a fake, called the Kensington Runestone. A staunch defender of the theory that the stone was left by Vikings who discovered America has offered Fridley $1,000 to chisel a replica of the elaborately lettered stone that was allegedly discovered in 1898 near Alexandria, Minnesota. A survey by the Minnesota Department of Safety says nearly 40% of motorcycle drivers killed in accidents last year were legally drunk. The president of the Minnesota AFL-CIO says a majority of state labor officials favor Governor Wendell Anderson as the successor to Vice President-elect Walter Mondale. And U.S. District Judge Miles Lord has ruled that the federal government has authority to ban duck hunting in Voyageurs National Park. Now more news from ABC.